Good morning. We have Game 6 tonight of the World Series in Houston. And one other favor, let us know if you're planning to run the New York City Marathon this weekend. This is the start of your morning buzzcast. It is Tuesday. It's October 29th. I'm Abe Matcor. Like I said, Game 6 tonight in Houston. Nats, Astros. Astros with the chance to close it out. We're going to start with news in the college world as top NCAA officials will be meeting in Atlanta today for their first formal discussion about looking at the very controversial name, image, and likeness issue. Remember, the NCAA set up a committee led by Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith and Big East Commissioner Val Ackerman. They today will present in front of the NCAA Board of Governors their early findings. This is the first meeting, the first official gathering of the board since California passed legislation that would pay players, but that would be starting in 2023. Most people agree this will be a long process, but today is a step forward in that process. Let's shift to baseball. Two stories yesterday that caught my eye, interesting in the baseball universe. First, the Red Sox formally announcing Chaim Bloom as the team's new chief baseball officer, which is a new title. What stood out to me after reading all the clips today? A couple of things. Bloom was hired for his communication skills and for his ability to be collaborative. In fact, every reporter who wrote an analysis piece said collaboration was the term used most often in yesterday's press conference. Red Sox president and CEO Sam Kennedy led the search. They looked at a number of candidates, but Bloom was the only one who interviewed with the organization. So Bloom will work with a team of baseball executives. It almost goes back to the earlier days under Theo Epstein with a lot of young minds, a lot of young people throwing ideas around the table, far different from the Dave Dombrowski era. Also shift to Pittsburgh as Pirates owner Bob Nutting made some dramatic changes to his organization. Yesterday, he formally announced new president Travis Williams, and at the same time, he fired executive vice president and general manager Neil Huntington. That took many people by surprise because many felt that Huntington was safe, but now there's a new era of baseball. Nutting used his press conference to talk about a refocus of the organization, a focus on the fans, on the experience, and even hinted at renovations to PNC Park, which I find to be one of the best ballparks in baseball. Meanwhile, the news yesterday in Pittsburgh getting good reviews locally, most of the baseball columnists calling it a great day for the organization and for the Pirates. So keep an eye on Travis Williams and the new style out of Pittsburgh. So a couple of quick hitters as we move on today. ESPN last night for Monday Night Football did not have a mic'd up feature during the Dolphins-Steelers game last night. Our John Oran reported that as part of his media newsletter last night. This came after, of course, Sam Darnold's seeing ghost comments last week in the game against the Patriots. ESPN approached both teams, but both teams declined to make a player available to be mic'd up. Meanwhile, the animosity between outgoing Gary McCord and Peter Costas with CBS Sports over their golf coverage certainly reared its head yesterday. Gary McCord, very outspoken in his comments to Golf Digest, saying he was basically fired, did not like the way that the termination went about. Meanwhile, a lot of discussion on how CBS could retool its golf broadcast, some names being bandied about, including longtime PGA Tour player Trevor Immelman and Davis Love III as possible golf analysts. Shifting to soccer, more buzz about the NWSL. Two markets yesterday expressed interest in potentially having an NWSL franchise. FC Cincinnati president Jeff Birding said that Cincinnati could be an ideal spot for an NWSL team. And in Atlanta, Brett Jukes, who is the spokesperson for Arthur Blank's sports organization, said that they are considering starting a WSL franchise in Atlanta, though no specific timetable has been determined for doing so. We know the strong success of Atlanta United in that city. You wonder just how strong a women's team could be there. So all in all, more good news for the NWSL as there's a lot of marketplace interest. And finally, I've been keeping my eye on this project for a long time. The Orlando Magic have had plans to really reimagine and revamp downtown Orlando. Well, some news today that the original plan of a $200 million mixed-use development has now increased to nearly $500 million, and the team will begin building starting next year on nearly 9 acres across from the Amway Center. We're talking retail space, a conference center hotel, We're talking offices, apartments, and parking. This will be a major development, and you can tell by the price tag as it's more than doubled since the early plans from $200 million to $500 million. But again, that will totally reimagine and revamp downtown Orlando. So keep your eye on that project. So again, that is your Morning Buzzcast. And again, let us know if you plan on running the New York City Marathon this weekend. We'd love to follow up with you. That is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, October 29th. I'm Abe Matcor. Have a fantastic day.